Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, what you say you will do, that is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, Baba, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, Baba, that is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, oh, what you say you will do, oh yes, that is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh yeah, Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old, oh, you will never change, you will never change, Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never change, Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are, hallelujah, you will never sing. Oh Lord, Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never sing. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Oh yes, you are the pillar that holds my life. Alagbara Giga, you are the pillar that holds my life. Oh Lord, Master Jesus, you are the pillar down my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar down my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar down my life. Alagbara Giga, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Amen. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. for his good and his mercy endure forever. Let's thank you for the grace of mighty hand upon you and I. Thank you for another great opportunity to call upon Jehovah. The Bible says men ought to pray and not to faint. Thank you for another hour of prayer. Let's worship the Almighty God. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star. He said, I will enter my court in thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for what you are doing in our life. For the miracle you are doing that we can see, we say thank you very much. For what you can do that we cannot even see, we say thank you very much. For miracle of going out and coming back safely, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your grace. Father, we thank you for this wonderful grace that an opportunity that you have given us, O Lord, to be alive today, the 10th day of the month 10 of 2019. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory. Many people started this year with us, but they are no more where to be found. We thank God for you, O Lord. Being alive, O Lord, is by your grace. Let us worship him. Let us bless him. He is worthy of our praise. There is no like unto you. In your own language, begin to bless the name of the Lord. And ye let say, yo. Just worship his majesty. And ye let say, yo. Father, we worship you tonight for the opportunity to call upon you again. Many have their mouth, but they could not speak. Many have their eyes, they could not see. Many have their leg, they could not walk. But we are alive today. Every organ is working perfectly. We bless your holy name, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We give you all the glory. Thank you for being there for us. Father, we appreciate you. For your love, we say thank you. For your hand, we say thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for the miracle. The one we can see, the one we cannot see. We say thank you very much. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We are blessed your holy name. There's no lack unto you. You are such a mighty God. King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star. Father, we worship you. We adore you, Lord. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. We are going to thank the Almighty God for one more time. From January till now, many families have faced a lot of calamity. But you and I are alive today. So the Bible says it's only the living that can praise the Lord. We are going to lift up your hand tonight. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you for what you are doing in my life. Over my children, I say thank you very much. They go to their school. They come back safely. Father, we bless your holy name. A 19-year-old boy was killed just about 2 weeks ago. One of my oncoming vehicle. It would have been anybody's children. But God Lord, I've been preserving us. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Our children going out and come out safely. Nothing is happening to them. They are going up and down. Your grace is upon their life. Father, we say thank you very much. Over our children, we say thank you very much. Over our life, we say thank you very much. For what you are doing that we can see, we say thank you very much. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory. We adore your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. Have mercy, Lord. The Bible says, we shall ascend unto the hill of the Most High. Anyone that have a clean heart and a pure heart. Father, tonight, oh Lord, we need your mercy. It's only your mercy that is going to stand as a connecting bridge. We do not deserve to receive anything from you, but through your mercy tonight. Father, we plead for your mercy. Your mercy endure forever. Your mercy prevail over judgment. Father, we pray, O Lord, we cry for your mercy tonight. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon my children, O Lord. Have mercy upon my life, O Lord. In any way I've missed it, O Lord, that I've disappointed heaven. Father, be merciful. O Lord, show your mercy. You see, I have mercy, O Lord, upon who you have mercy, O Lord. You see, anger is for a moment, but your mercy is there forever. Tonight, O Lord, I call upon your mercy. I enter the throne of your mercy. O Lord, share for me. O Lord, share for me. Ask God for mercy to them. Holy one, shout for me. Any sin I've ever committed that want to stand against my prayer. Father, be merciful, Lord. Holy one, shout for me. Have mercy upon me tonight. Have mercy upon me tonight. Have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, We are praying. You are going to lift up your voice and pray this one loud and clear. Say, every environmental power within my environment assigned against my prayer tonight, scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. Every environmental power in my environment assigned against my prayer. Oh yeah, scatter, 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 scatter. Aha, pray, 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 pray. Every environmental wickedness against my prayer tonight, scatter them my fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, scatter the environmental wickedness against my life tonight. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Father, scatter them tonight in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Hey, open my fire in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven over my prayer open to my fire. Let the heaven over my prayer open to my fire. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open to my fire. Let the heaven over my prayer tonight open in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open my fire tonight. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Ha. I pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know the kind of mountain-like problem, a wrestling-like problem that is confronting your life. Tonight, they shall give way in the name of Jesus. I have a word for somebody here tonight. The Bible says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And the light shall shine upon thy way. Every roadblock that the enemy has placed upon your destiny, today, in the name of Jesus, the light of God shall shine upon thy ways in the name of Jesus. Ah, the only thing you need to do is to cry to the heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 said, thou shalt say, call upon me in the days of your trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you did not know. You are going to lift up your heaven tonight, your voice tonight, and cry this one without apology to any power. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. It doesn't matter how I started this year. Hey. Father, I will end better than the way I started in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how I started this year. I will end far better than the way I started this year. In the name of Jesus. It's a decree, it's not a prayer. Decree to your life. I decree and I declare. It doesn't matter how I started this year. In all what I know, that in the name of Jesus, I will end this year better than the way I started. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's a powerful decree. Tell the Lord, I will end this year better than the way I started. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will end this year better than the way I started. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will end this year better than the way I started. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. One of the greatest activities of devil in this end of the year is to be eating people's flesh and drinking people's blood. But tonight I decree, hey, any power that wants to submit your blood, any power that wants to submit your flesh into the kingdom of darkness to be eating this year, I command them to scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. Open your heart and pray. They shall scatter. I decree to somebody's life, in the name that is above every other name, every agenda of darkness against your glory, every agenda of darkness against your children, every agenda of darkness against your family, to die in the name of Jesus, they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 27 verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He said, the Lord is my strength. Whom shall I be afraid of? He said, when the wicked, number one, when the enemy, number two, even my foes, number three, when they came upon me to eat up my flesh, they shall stumble and fall. I decree today, every
every gathering of the wicked to eat up your flesh, to eat your children's flesh, to eat your destiny, to eat your marriage, to eat your favor, to eat your sweat. In the name of Jesus, they shall fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus, they shall fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in verse 3, he said, though the host should encamp against me, he said, my heart shall not fear. Though the war may rise up against me, he said, in this I will confident. He said, one thing I desire. He said, one thing I desire. I say, one thing I desire is to seek after the Lord. As you seek in Lord the prayer, in this end of the year, any power that want to eat up your flesh, any power that want to drink your blood, they shall die together. In the name of Jesus, he said, they shall die together. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, aside against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every eaters of flesh, every drinkers of blood, aside against my family, aside against my destiny, oh yeah, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Every eaters of flesh, agenda of eaters of flesh, drinkers of blood against your life, today they shall scatter. They shall scatter. The Bible said they will stumble and fall when the enemy come to eat up my flesh. When the enemy come to drink up my blood, they shall fall, stumble and fall. Tonight I decree every wickedness against my life, every wickedness against my children, every wickedness against my marriage, every wickedness against my ministry, they shall stumble and fall in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. You are going to pray number two prayer like this. Say, powers that want my life to remain like this. Say, you are a liar. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants my life to remain like this. You are a liar. Die. Mommy, pray that prayer for yourself. You must move forward. Enough of stagnancy. You must go higher. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants my life to remain like this, you are wicked. This year is running to an end. I hate you. Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Pray. Yes. Pray that prayer. Every power that wants my life to remain like this, they say you will not marry. They are jokers. They say you will not give birth. They are jokers. Every power that say you will not move forward, they must die. They must die. They must die. They must die. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Please, you are praying some dangerous prayer tonight. Lift up your voice and pray this one loud and clear. Most of the things that are holding people down for is the ancestral chain from their father's house. Nobody has crossed the barrier. Your father tried to cross it, they could not cross. Your mother tried to cross it, they could not cross. Grandmother tried, they could not cross. You are about to cross and they are now fighting. Tonight I decree, according to Job 22:28, he said, thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established. I prophesy into everyone's life, including myself and my family, every ancestral chain that has tied down your life, every ancestral chain that has holding your marriage, every ancestral thing, then you will not move forward. Tonight, by fire, I use the sword of Elijah to cut off the chain tonight. I cut off the chain tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray this next one for yourself. Say, every ancestral chain that is holding down my progress in life. Hey, fire of God, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral chain that is holding down my progress, tonight is your end. Oh, yeah, scatter my fire. I must move forward. Enough is enough. I must move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. I must move forward in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer for yourself. In the name of Jesus, I shall must move forward. Tonight is my night. I must move forward in Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. Many of us is an ancestral voice that has spoken years ago that is tying your glory down. they have said something. Somebody has entered into any covenant because of you. I've met somebody before. The father is extremely rich. The mother is extremely rich. They fly all over the world, but their children are not married. You know, something is wrong somewhere. Something has been planted somewhere. No, they are beautiful, working in great places. They are all girls, but they are just in their father's house. In fact, they got to the level that they started renting apartment on their own, but no man will say, I want to marry you. I am here to pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know the voice that has tied down your life. Any voice that has tied down your glory. They have tied down your womb. They have tied down your marriage. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I use the blood of Jesus to silence the voice tonight. In the name of Jesus, I silence the voice tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I silence the voice tonight. In the name of Jesus. There is a sister here that needs to pray against ancestral voice tonight. And you are trying your best to make this happen. But the weapon of our warfare, the Bible says they are not carnal. You are fighting this physically, but it's a spiritual battle. I want to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every ancestral voice that has limited my life like this. Hey, I wish the sister know the level she's supposed to be. By now, you should be aiming towards you now raising your children in secondary school. Why are things are not happening the way you have planned? Something has gone wrong somewhere. A voice has been released that is working against people in your father's home. Lift up your voice and pray this all loud and clear. Say, every ancestral voice that has tied down my life. Hey, shut up and die in the name of Jesus. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. Shut up. Aha. That sister, I know you are praying that prayer. I can feel you in the spirit. Pray that prayer aggressively. Every evil voice that has tied down your life. Every evil voice holding your marriage. Every evil voice holding your destiny. Enough is enough. Shut up. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. Aha, pray. Yes. Yes, Lord. Pray. Aha. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. We are still going to pray similar prayers along the line. Beloved, when the voice is being raised from your father's house, it takes the grace of God for you to eradicate the voice. You are going to lift up the second one. Like, unfortunately, these voices have been released several years ago, even before many of us were born. Tonight I decree, Job 22:28 is my witness, that whatever I decree tonight must be established by heaven. Therefore, tonight I pray for that particular fellow, every ancestral voice that has tied down your glory, every ancestral voice that has tied down your life, every evil voice that they have decreed to your life, tonight they shall backfire in the name of Jesus. They shall be silent forever. They shall be silent forever. They shall be silent forever in the name of Jesus. I pray for that person tonight. I wish you know what is happening tonight. In the name of Jesus, any meeting they've organized to make a conclusion about your glory tonight, in the name of Jesus, as they gather, they scatter like that. In the name of Jesus, they gather together, they scatter like that. The bigger they gather, the bigger they scatter. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this letter like this. Beloved, there are some facts about your destiny you don't want to joke with. It is better for somebody not to be born than for you not to fulfill your destiny. I repeat my statement. It is better for somebody not to be born than the person to be born and not fulfill destiny. It pains heaven. Many destinies are in the grave unfulfilled. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, the power that say you will die in this condition, they must die by fire tonight, in the name of Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice like this. Say, every prophecy of darkness against my destiny, die die in the name of Jesus. Every prophecy of darkness against my life in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, scatter, scatter, scatter. Aha. That sister, I love you. I can feel the way you are praying that prayer. Pray. Every prophecy of darkness against my life. Every prophecy of darkness against my children. Every prophecy of darkness against my wife. Every prophecy of darkness against my business. Every prophecy of darkness against my glory. I command you to die in the name of Jesus. I command you to die in Jesus' precious name. We have prayed. Now the next prayer point like this. Is Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. Numbers 14 28 says, as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do unto you. Many of us, the Bible says, you are snared by the word of your mouth. So what you say matters a lot. Pray this one for yourself loud and clear. Say any power. Say any power that wants me to die in this condition. Hey, there is a brother that did that prayer. Something would have happened long time ago, but something is pushing things against your will. Say any power that wants me to die in this condition. You are a liar. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants me to die in this condition, you are a liar. Die. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. I love you. You're praying a prayer. Every power that want me to die in this condition, you are a liar. Die. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. I am praying for somebody here today. Any power that will not let you go. Any power that will not let you go when God has released you. If your amen is loud tonight, that power shall die. In the name of Jesus, they shall die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to pray this next prayer point. It standing in God for every family connected here. I want to pray tonight. Pray this one loud and clear. Say it without apologizing power. Beloved, one of the agenda of the enemy towards the end of the year is to send bitter water into people's life. As we speak now, some people are in intensive care unit. As we speak now, some family are weeping and crying. Somebody just died in their life. That's why God, Bible says we should live a righteous life. Death can come anytime. But it's better for death to come from the witches of Israel to kill the person. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Pray this one. Say every bitter water. Say every bitter water flowing from my father's house into my life, dry up by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every bitter water flowing into my life. Oh yeah, dry up. Every bitter water flowing into my life. Dry up now. In the name of Jesus, I reject you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I reject you tonight. Every bitter water flowing on me, I reject you tonight. In the name of Jesus, over my children, I reject you. Over my family, I reject you. You bitter water, over my ministry, I reject you. Over my wife, I reject you. Over my destiny, I reject you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. There is a word again for somebody here tonight. That within the next 72 hours, those who do not even know you at all, they will begin to fight to favor you. In the name of Jesus, hey. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard. It has not come to the imagination of any man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. Therefore, tonight, in the name of Jesus, the people that you did not even know, but they have heard a bit of you, but from tonight, I pray, they shall be competing to favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall compete to favor you. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every arrow of non-achievement that have been fired into my dreams, go back to sender by fire in the name of Jesus. Arrow of non-achievement fired into my dreams. Go back, 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 go back to sender tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Arrow of non-achievement, I send you back to sender. I send you back to sender. I send you back to sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we are prayed. I pray for somebody here in the name that is above every other name. Every power that you will not live to enjoy the fruit of your labor, that power shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every foundational witchcraft that want to pull you down at the pinnacle of your glory, they shall be wasted tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, in the name that is above every other name, every spirit of failure, every spirit of bad luck, that have been fighting people around you, that have been fighting your own marriage, that have been fighting your destiny, tonight, that spirit shall die in the name of Jesus. They shall die. 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 In Jesus mighty name we pray. This next prayer, please, I beg you, don't joke with that prayer at all. You are going to lift one of your hands to the heavens, wherever you are, and declare the prayer point loud and clear. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hey, beloved, you don't know the power of that prayer. That was the prayer Elisha prayed when he received the mantle. He got to the river, to the river Jordan, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He smote the river, and there was way where there seems to be no way. In fact, he was so angry when he got the anointing. Some people, some little children, about 42 of them, they were laughing. Oh, look at this man with bald head. His head is just bald. Your master, they were laughing. The Bible said the man sent two bears. He commanded two bears to eat up the children. That's the power of the anointing. Anointing can walk forward and it can walk again. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. When you receive the anointing of Elijah upon your life, no demon can waste your life anymore. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hey. Arise tonight. Intervene in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Don't say you have prayed that prayer before, my sister. Pray it out tonight. Then God must arrive. Father, arise tonight. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am before you tonight. Arise for my sake. In the name of Jesus, this year is running to an end. 70 days is almost running up. Nothing is happening in my life. God, arise. Arise in your thunder. I have fasted, I've prayed. Tonight is my night, O Lord. Father, arise tonight. Father, arise tonight by fire, by thunder, in the name of Jesus. Father, arise tonight on behalf of my children. Father, arise tonight on behalf of my life. Father, arise tonight on behalf of my marriage. Arise tonight on behalf of what we are passing through. Tell the Lord to arise in the name of Jesus. Onuwa did they say? Enough of mockery. I see it take my Onuwa did they? Onuwa did they? Tell God to arise tonight. Go on, Romino. Father, arise tonight. Let people see your glory in my life. Father, arise tonight. Let your glory manifest in my life. Enough of mockery. Enough of failure. Enough of disappointment. Something must happen in my life. Your glory must manifest. Oduwa, show yourself tonight. God of Elijah, arise on my behalf and show yourself tonight and let your name be glorified. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. I want to pray for somebody here tonight that before we share the grace tonight, the stubborn pursuer that pursued from January till this morning. Within the next 7 minutes, if your amen is loud, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, I say you shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. Aha. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are still praying for themselves. You are going to lift up your voice now loud and clear. Beloved, say this one after me. Say any power that need to die for my life to be better than this. Say any power that need to die for my life to be better than this. I pray the prayer on Sunday. Holy Spirit just reminded me the prayer now we want to pray for ourselves. In fact, I bless God for the members of my church, the way they pray that prayer. I've never planned the prayer. I've never heard the prayer before. But the Holy Spirit reminded me of that prayer now. Before we pray this one, we are going to pray the same prayer. Say powers of my Father's house that convert a giver to a beggar. Hey! Say powers of my Father's house that convert a giver to a beggar. There's somebody that needs to pray that prayer. Hey, if you know God has the treasures that God has prepared for you, but there are some forces that are fighting and that it will not come to reality. But tonight, if you can aggressively pray that prayer in the name that is above every other name, your story will change for better. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Loud and clear, shout this one without apologizing the power. Say powers of my Father's house that convert a giver to a beggar. Hey, you are a liar. Die by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power of my Father's house that convert a giver to a beggar. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every power that want to convert my giver, being a giver, they want to turn me to a beggar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Ha. The Bible says, I was young, now I am old. I have never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his generation beg for bread. I stand on the authority of that word tonight. That any power that wants to beg before you eat, the power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for that sister tonight. Hey, standing on that scripture. That the power that wants to beg before you eat, in the name that is above every other name, They shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we pray. I quote that scripture again. Psalm 37 verse 25. He said, I've been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his generation beg for bread. I pray for everyone connected tonight. Not only you, but you and your fourth generation. That in the name that is above every other name, you will never beg to eat in the name of Jesus. You will never beg to eat. You will never beg to eat. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you tonight. Any expansion the Lord has destined concerning your life, I see you enter to that realm. In the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray a prayer one more time. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any power from my Father's house that want to turn my giver to a beggar, you are a liar. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray. Aha. Pray that prayer for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Beloved, as you all know, for those of us who worship Mountain of Ivory Community Worldwide, the 70 days fasting and prayer is running to an end this week. But we serve a God that can do a 24-hour miracle. A 24-hour miracle. God can still do it. He has done it before. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. He said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same today, and even forever. So what he has done before, he can still do it again. I am here to announce to somebody here tonight. Hey, in the name that is above every name, a 24-hour miracle that the eyes have not seen before, that the ears have not heard before, the one that has not entered the imagination of any man, oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. Turn that into prayer. I want you to begin to picture what you are going through. If it's immigration, begin to picture it. If it's marriage, begin to picture it. Do you know that God can do the impossible in your life? What others thought is not possible at all, God can still do it. Ah, I pray for somebody here tonight. Hey, in the name that is above every other name, the God of 24-hour miracle that turned the story of Joseph within 24 hours to from prison to the palace, that same God will appear in your situation tonight in the name of Jesus. You are going to turn into prayer. Say, oh God of 24-hour miracle, hey, my life is available. Appear in my situation tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. You are the God of 24-hour miracle. Hey, Father, appear. Father, appear. Father, appear. Father, appear. Father, appear. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, appear in my situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, appear in my situation. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There is one man that needs to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, powers that want to stop the good project that God has started in my life. Hey. Say, powers assigned to spoil the good thing that God has started in my life. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Every power that want to spoil the good thing that God has started in my life. You are a liar! Die! 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. Hey. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here tonight. That's why I stopped the prayer point. The Lord says, I should tell you, listen very carefully. All what I need is a very massive amen, because I receive it for myself too. He says, I should tell somebody on this line tonight that as from tonight, your secret tears shall soon become a public testimony. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if the sister God or that person got that prophecy. I repeat myself one more time. He said, once God has spoken twice, I've heard that all power belongs to Jesus. I decree to your life. From tonight, that thing that has ever made you cry in the secret, that people thought you are beautiful as I'm inside and spending you, your secret tears within 24 hours shall turn to public testimonies in the name of Jesus. It shall turn to testimonies. It shall turn to testimonies. It shall turn to testimonies. It shall turn to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray for yourself. Pray this one loud and clear. It's a cry of change tonight. A cry for change. If you are desperate for a change, you need to pray this prayer. Say, my father, my father, my fighter. Say, my father, my father, my fighter. You are the story changer. Arise and change my story now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself. Father, you are the story changer. Arise tonight. Onuwen dide o. And change my story. I am tired of this current situation. I need a change of circumstances. In the name of Jesus, tell the Lord tonight, my sister. Tell the Lord tonight, my brother. Tell the Lord tonight. Father, change my story tonight. Enough of delay. Change my story. I have prayed enough. You must appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Do you have the story changer? Father, let God change my story. Everyone change my story. Father, change my story. Father, change my story. Father, change my story. Father, change my story. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. We are praying. I pray for that person tonight that your past labor shall become a greater testimony in the name of Jesus. I pray for that same person that whether the devil likes it or not, it doesn't matter what the plan, you will never be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will move from glory to glory, you will move from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from favor to favor, in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, that whether you like it or not, before the end of this year, if your faith is strong and your amen is loud, people shall gather to congratulate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know how God will do it, but I know I serve a God that cannot change. That same God will beautify you. The Lord will decorate you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will stand by you. You will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, this month of October, every good thing that the Lord has released to your life, but the powers of your fathers that are sitting on, before we share the grace tonight, they shall be unseated in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Let's open our Bible quickly to go and learn some lessons and pray some prayers in Acts chapter 28. Acts of Apostles 28. Everybody must open it. The Acts of Apostles chapter 28. Thank you, Jesus. Let me not give you the background of the story in chapter 27. The Bible says there are 276 prisoners. They were coming from Rome to a place called Malta. They were traveling. And on their way, there was shipwreck. In fact, before they started the journey, God told them categorically, he said, there will be shipwreck on the way. He told Paul, he said, Paul, there will be shipwreck in this thing that you are going. They are all prisoners, 276 of them. He said, there will be shipwreck, but on your way, don't worry. No matter how big the shipwreck is, I am there with you. I am the stone calmer. All of you, you will not die. You will all cross to the other side. And you will land safely. Although there will be massive shipwreck. I am praying for somebody here. No matter the turbulence in the remaining days of this year, you and your family, me and my family, we shall see the end of this year in the name of Jesus. I say we shall see the end of this year in good color, in sound mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. So that was the background of the story. So when they got to a place, that's where we are started. Acts of Apostles chapter 28. Verse 1. The Bible said, now, when they have escaped, I am praying for a brother here tonight. It doesn't matter the case the enemy has put from January. I see you escape from that place in the name of Jesus. Escape, 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 escape. In the name of Jesus. He said, now, when they had escaped. He didn't say when they will escape. When they had escaped, I am praying for everyone, including myself. I don't know the serious prison that the enemy has spiritually put everybody in. Tonight, you have escaped in the name of Jesus. And I said, they found out that the island was called Malta. They got to a place called Malta. Look at verse 2. And the natives of that place, the natives show an unusual kindness, for they kindled fire and made us welcome because of the rain. I am praying for somebody here. Any nation you step your feet on, God will show you unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause that place to show you unusual kindness. Any battle in your workplace that is giving you stress, today, as from tonight, as you appear in that place, the Lord will show you unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is standing as an opposition against you in that workplace, the Lord will approve them before you get there tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. Aha. He said, because of the rain that was falling, and because it was cold, that was good. But look at what happened in verse 3. In 20 verse 3. But when Peter had gathered a bundle of sticks, he laid them on the fire. A viper. Kaya satayama. Beloved, when you are about to do good things in life, the lesson there, what he was doing is that he wanted to gather some sticks to make some more fire, which was a good thing. Then the enemy will wage war against those things. Therefore, the Bible said, the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. He said, the kingdom of God survives violence. It's only when you are violent that can possess your possession. If you know the great possession God has given unto you, but the enemy are waging war against it. So people are finding a war of discouragement. Some people are finding a war of fulfillment. Some people are finding a war of fruitfulness, of bad luck. This is a war. I don't know the kind of war that you are fighting at the moment. In the name that is above every other name, before we share the grace, you will win with victorious over the war in the name of Jesus. You will win the war tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. So, a viper, that's a snake, came out because of the heat and fasting on the hand of Paul. Now, my question is that, listen very carefully, brothers and sisters, is that when a snake did crawl on the floor, the snake did not fasten on his leg. It did not fasten on his shoe. It fasted on his hand. Your hand signifies your handwork, your hand of labor. So the prayer we are going to pray now is that any power, say any power that want to waste the labor of my hand, scatter! In the name of Jesus, every power that want to waste the labor of my hand, oh yeah, scatter, 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 in Jesus' name, they are scattered. He said, he fasting on Paul's hand. I told you there are 276 prisoners there. Why can't the snake attack somebody else? Why would it be Paul that the thing attacked? When you carry glory, you fight a battle. The bad powers of kingdom of darkness, they don't want anybody's glory to shine at all. So when you carry glory, you will fight battle in life. I can't begin to tell you the kind of battle I faced in my life, both spiritually and physically. But God, he said, we are overcomers. He said, they will fight, but they will not prevail against you. I am here to pray for somebody here tonight. Any battle that is confronting your glory from shining, today that battle shall scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. So if, verse 4. So when the natives saw, you know, the natives were the people that showed him kindness before. When they saw the creature, the snake, hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt, this man, who we called a good person before, is a murderer. That is human being for you. When there's a small problem, human being will change their mind on your own. When there's small issue, human being will change, that is human being for you. The Bible says everything written in the Bible is for us to learn from it. So when people suddenly change their mind when you are doing good things, it is because they are human beings. These are the people that showed unusual kindness before, and suddenly they begin to change their mind and begin to attack this man. They say, surely he's a murderer. Whom though he escaped the sea, and justice does not allow him to live. But you know what happened? Paul was with fire. He did not burn about what they are saying. Sometimes we need to ignore what people are saying about us and focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. They were not there when God created you. They were not there when God established you. But God has planted them to be a ladder to your own glory. What happened in verse 5? He shook off the creature. The Bible says Paul shook off. He just shook his hand and shook off the viper into the fire and suffered no harm. I don't know the snake, the viper. I don't know the serpent of your father's house that I've been fighting your glory. Tonight, tonight, you will shake them to the fire. Shake them to the fire. Say, I shake off every serpent and scorpion fighting my life in the name of I shake them off tonight. I shake them off tonight. I shake them off tonight. I shake them off. I shake them off. I shake them off. I begin to shake them. I shake them. Shake them off tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now look at verse 6, the same native. However, they were expecting. They were expecting that it will swell up and suddenly fall down and die. Ah, whoever is expecting you to swell, whoever is expecting you to die, in the name of Jesus, they will die for your sake. Hey, you don't get me tonight. I say whoever is expecting you to be wasted, whoever say, okay, let us watch him, let's see how far he can go. I decree the name of Jesus, they will be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus. The Bible said they were expecting. Anyone that is expecting you to come back with bad news, everyone will disappoint them tonight in the name of Jesus. He said they will be expecting that they will swell up and suddenly fall down dead. But after they looked for a long time and they saw no arm come upon Paul, they changed their mind and said, surely he was a God. I am here to tell somebody here. A miracle that will turn your enemy to Christianity. A miracle that your enemy will know about. That they will say, surely you are serving the living God. That miracle will bombard your life now. Oh, you bombard your life now. Oh, you bombard your life now. They shall bombard your life now. They shall bombard your life now. In the name of Jesus, you are going to turn into prayer. Say, miracle that will advertise Jesus in my life. My life is available. Appear in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, miracle that will advertise Jesus in my life. Appear. In the name of Jesus, appear my fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, you will agree with me that there are some miracles that when people hear, they find it hard to believe. Last Sunday, I was telling my people in the church, to the glory of God, that on Friday, that was last Friday, tomorrow will be a week now, that I don't know them, I'm not lying, I don't know them, but somebody, the junior brother of the person I'm talking about, lives close to my house here. He says suddenly, their brother, back home in Nigeria, for 15 good years, they have been believing God for fruit of the womb. There was no child. 15 years of marriage. I am here to pray for somebody here. I don't know how far you have been waiting in your father's or your marriage. And you are believing God for fruit of the womb. Or you are standing in there for your children. By the anointing of God upon this mountain tonight. In the name of Jesus and of Nazareth, by this time next year, I see you carry your babies. In the name of Jesus, I see you carry your babies. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, they said last Friday, a miracle that is mighty happened in their life. They gave birth to 4 children in Nigeria. This is not Nollywood at all. 4. 2 boys and 2 girls after 15 years of marriage. When they saw Peter and Paul that the snake had no impact upon his life, they said, surely this is a God. I am here to pray one more time. Hey, ye kebos, to somebody here tonight, that in the name that is above every name, a miracle that people will hear about you from today, that they will conclude within themselves that surely this one is a man of God. Surely this one is a woman of God. If your amen is loud 7 times, receive it now by fire. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to ask God for one thing. That thing is the miracle that you want. Open your mouth. It is not too early to start with asking for your Christmas present. I always ask God, please give me a Christmas present. A present that no man can give. Ask God tonight, give me a Christmas present. A New Year present.
a new year present and the Christmas present, ask God tonight, what is that miracle that you want? What do you want God to do for you? A sister asked this question 2 weeks ago, within 24 hours, she got what she wanted there. She gave me testimony the following day. She said, God, this was what it was impossible at that time. But because she asked in faith, according to obedience of the word of God, he said, believe in your word, in your God, and you shall prosper. Believe in your prophet, and you shall be established. God tonight is asking you, what do you want me to do that people of the old world will know that you are serving a living God? A miracle that will advertise Jesus. Beloved, that couple that I told you about, whether they advertised or not, their testimony has spoken for them. They got a miracle, they need to ask people to come and help them. They cannot feed 4 children at the same time. People must carry them before them. Ah, a miracle, open your mouth and pray. Tell the Lord. I am a father. Hey, Almighty Father, O Miss King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am a father. A miracle. Pray. Tell the Lord, O Lord, a miracle that will silence my mockers. A miracle that will shock my enemies. A miracle that will hear that they say, surely this can only be God. They told Paul, they said, Paul, they expected him to die. But when nothing happened to him, they said, surely this man is a God. I pray for you tonight, receive the miracle. Father, tonight, O Lord, I pray for expansion. Enlarge my course. In the name of Jesus, let the north, south, west, east begin to be a blessing unto me. In the name of Jesus, Father Lord, commanded blessing. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto me. Father, added blessing, I pray for you tonight. In the name of Jesus, let it be my portion. Cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, it is done. As you have said it tonight, so shall it be. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. You will not die before your time. It shall be well with you. You have seen today, being the 11th day of month 10, 2019, in the name that is above every other name, in good health and sound mind, we shall all celebrate December together. In the name of Jesus, be a blessing to people this year. May extend the hand of love to people. No matter how small the gift is, begin to bless people this year. You will no longer beg to eat in Jesus' name. Extend the hand of love to people. Feed the poor. Feed the oppressed. Help people around you. And you will know that God that can wipe away tears will suddenly wipe away your tears. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Shall we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Say hallelujah.